Hey, it's Joe Rately, owner of the Goodwin Smokers and the Three Little Pigs. The grilling guys cook on my smoker, and you should too.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're in the studio downtown Grand Rapids. I'm looking out the window at a bluebird sky. Going to bump up against 55, 60 degrees today. I'm telling you what, it is a fantastic day to get out on your back deck, in your backyard, clean it off, fire up that grill, create some grill envy. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Oh, won't you please take me home? Yeah. Hey, we have the opportunity from time to time to talk to true champion barbecue guys. And this next fellow coming up here, everybody knows, is our favorite cowboy, Rob Russell. How are you, Robbie?
Hey, how you guys doing up there in good land?
Well, you know what? We're okay. Robbie, I miss you, man. I hadn't talked to you in about a month now.
Guys, I've been out doing a little bit of turkey hunting.
Have you?
The last couple of days.
Did you get you one?
Fighting the ticks. I didn't yet. I'm going to, though.
Hold on.
Tell you guys what. I had you on the phone. A buddy of mine texted me a picture of a turkey shot a couple of days ago and had six beards.
What? Was it a pirate or a turkey?
Beard. Yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, right in Topeka, Kansas. Six beards.
Well, were some of them safety pinned onto him?
I don't know. He wouldn't do that.
So I got to understand, this is something we don't do up here in the North. You said I'm fighting the ticks. Is that a medical condition, or are those bugs in your yard?
No, these ticks, these bugs, they're bugs, and they get all over you. Those little deer ticks, you get that Lyme disease from, and they're just a fight. You got to spray down pretty heavy, and they still get on you. That's the only thing that is very discouraging about turkey hunting is fighting the ticks.
Yeah. Well, Rob is a great barbecue instructor, and Monday night you and I will be meeting in Buffalo, and we're going to tour to New York and do some barbecue schools, aren't we?
Yes, sir. I think the first one we have is Agway there. Is that Marathon?
It's in Dansville, New York, and we're going to do a class on loins and ham, and I wanted to share a recipe, one of your great loin recipes, for everybody right now.
Is this pork loin, Bob?
Let's ask
pork
Rob.
Pork loin? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, this recipe I'm going to go over really quick with you, but I'm like, don't really like pork loin because it's so bland and most people overcook it. You know, if you get it over 145, 150, you ruined it. But I've been doing this apple cranberry stuffed pork loin, and it involves agglomeration of apple cider and cider vinegar and brown sugar and dried apples and cranberries, and it's a pretty good list, and some spices. But you cook that all down in a pot and make a paste out of it, and you blast it in the grinder for a little bit and kind of making a paste. But you're going to double butterfly that pork roast. So you start off with like an 8-inch pork roast, 4 to 5 inches wide. And you're actually, when I say double butterfly, I mean you're going to cut it down so it's a half inch thick and probably 5 inches by 8 inches rectangle. And then you're going to take that apple cranberry stuffing, and you're going to just put it on with a butter knife just like you would a real thick jelly or jam. And then you roll that baby up and you tie it about every inch. And I'm telling you, that is a good pork roast. But I sent the recipe. I think the recipe is going to come over tomorrow because our computer's down at the office today. They're working on it, but I sent it out to your email, Bob.
Yeah, I've got it here. I'll put it on the website as soon as I get done with the show here. That sounds really tasty, though.
It is good. I did it for a place out by the K-State Wildcats, and I did it there, and it was, you know, I was just picking it up, and I'm thinking, you know, that's just going to be an average recipe, but man, it really brings the pork loin to life.
What if a guy's out there and he's got just a basic old cheap gas grill and that's the best he can do right now? How's he going to do that?
He can do that on it. I mean, just hopefully he's got more than one burner. If he has two burners, he can turn one off and just cook that indirect. You don't want to sear it.
So indirect is when you put it on the cold side and you just let the heat come up.
Right. Right.
And maybe would you throw a little smoke with that too?
Absolutely. Put a little cherry smoke on there. Not very much, because pork's very sensitive about taking smoke. It'll take it on real heavy.
Yeah, well.
Don't use anything crazy like hickory or you know, mesquite or anything like that. Just stick with a cherry or an apple.
Mesquite? You don't like mesquite, do you? You're so finicky. No. You Kansas boys, I'm telling you.
Well, you know, them boys, every time I go down to Texas, they want me to put the stinking mesquite on my smoker, and it's, you know, I'll put it on until they turn their head, and then I'm going to throw it off.
Okay, if you've ever cooked with Rob Russell, we're talking with Rob Russell right now from Ace of Parts Barbecue, the good one, Three Little Pigs. And Rob and I tend to do a lot of barbecue classes around the country, and we're gonna see way too much of each other for the next 5 months. I can look at my calendar and tell you that. But
yeah,
this guy is sneaky. All right, as soon as I'm not watching, he's gonna like play around with this stuff and just to get at me.
Well, you know, he's a true master. He's not going to tell you all your secrets. You stand there soaking it up. I've done this before. You're watching Rob, and you're learning, and you're taking it all in, and maybe you walk away to get another beer or something. You come back, and something just changed, but he ain't going to tell you what it is, but it changed, and I get it, but that's the opportunity sitting around. Hey, Robbie, though, here's the deal, buddy. We're going to put you on the Saginaw Bay in Lake Huron of Michigan on June the 6th. When you guys are up here working, doing some of these barbecue classes around the state, we're going to make you take a day off. We got this thing all lined up with Gyra Charters, and we're going to take you out walleye fishing. So I need you to pull together some walleye recipes between now and June 6th, because we're going to throw down and get us some walleyes.
All right. I'll work on it.
And that's Lake Huron for the rest of you.
Huron?
It sounded like urine.
Yeah.
So,
well, I might do that.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys.
For the next era.
You guys are something else. Are you coming up? Are you going to be up there with this job?
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. You bet. I wouldn't miss it.
I'm in for a treat. I can see it coming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me too. Crappies are biting on my lake, by the way.
Oh. Have you got any, been soaking them in minis and marinade?
Yeah, marinate them in red wine. We just from the Round Barn Winery today. So, yeah, I got it all going on, man. I got it all going on. But, hey, Rob, it's always good to talk with you. You and Bob, travel safe and have a great great bunch of classes next week. And we'll chat at you again soon, I'm sure.
All right, guys. See you later.
All right. Thanks, Robbie.
All right. Bye.
That's Rob Russell from Topeka, Kansas, our good friend and one of the champion barbecuers that I travel with. We do a lot of throwdowns on the road.
Well, you know, and you're right. He's sneaky, but he's not in the same sense of the word, because he loves to share.
That's really inside lingo. Right. I shouldn't have thrown it out there, but we have this ongoing battle about how much rub to use.
Right. That's two guys on the road. That's what happens on the road stays on the road, Bob.
That's right.
Good.
We have separate rooms.
Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about a couple walleye recipes that we found to be good, and it is morel mushroom season. And the Vidalia onions are back, too. So we've got a couple recipes we want to throw down. We're the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.